For calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Sateria. My name is Eric Threes. I'm calling because I placed the order for that free tack bag and didn't realize until after I placed the order that it was putting me in for a subscription. I do not want the subscription.
I can pull your account up today.
That'll be great. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay. Verify your zip code for me.
It's going to be 30014.
And what's your first and last name?
First name Eric, E-R-I-C. Last name Threets, T-H-R-E-E-T-S.
How long ago did you place the order?
I placed it this morning at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, spell your first name slowly for me.
Sure, E-R-I-C.
And your last name?
T-H-R-E-E, T as in Thomas, S as in Samuel.
What did you order?
It was the tactical ops bag.
Do you have the first 6 digits of the card number we billed you with? Because I can't get your account. I can't get your account pulled up.
I have the last 4. It's going to be 1933.
I'll need the last 4 and the first 6.
No, I don't have the card on me. It's in my patrol car right now.
Do you have an order ID number?
No, I don't have one in my email yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have one in my email yet.
I'll be right with you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be right with you, sir.
Okay. You know what? I do have the card here. Is that the card number on my phone when you're ready?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me? I'm just waiting till this account come up.
No, you're fine. I do have the card number. I have it on my phone, actually.
Are you talking about the first 6 digits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be 473702.
Okay. I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
473702.
473702?
Correct.
What's the last four?
1933.
1923?
1933.
And what did you order, sir?
It was a tactical op bag. It's a black op bag.
Okay. A tactical bag. Okay.
Yeah, it's tactical op backpack, they call it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find your account.
Gotcha.
It should have pulled up with the card number. It still didn't pull up, so I'm just going through some different campaigns.
Okay.
And what were you trying to see about it, the tackle bag?
It wasn't about the bag. It was about the subscription that I was being pushed into. Well,
oh, yeah. The Gadgets Club.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want that. I just wanted the bag.
Okay. So you read your terms and conditions. It told you it was under there.
Yeah, the one where one of my zone partners told me, he said, man, be careful with that stuff because they have subscriptions. And I was like, it didn't say anything about that. It's terms and conditions. And what I did.
No, I was asking when. So when you placed the order, when did you see it told you about the Gadgets Club?
After the sale, because
after
on the bottom,
you made
after I made the purchase. Yeah, because on the bottom it says terms and conditions. It doesn't say anything about the subscription.
Yeah. Right, but when you made the payment, it was under the terms and the conditions.
No, on the page they used,
mm-hmm.
all the way at the bottom, it had terms and conditions all the way on the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, because I never seen it on the other side, and a lot of customers
gotcha.
Say they don't see it.
Right. Well, after I made the purchase, I went back to the page again
to
look on the terms and conditions, but there was nothing anywhere in the advertisement or the promo that said anything about a subscription or membership or anything.
Right. So when you went back, that's when you seen it.
Right. Right.
Interesting to know. Because I thought it, like, be right there when you ordering it, because we never see it on our end. We handle the accounts, and we're not with the actual company, but we handle the accounts for the company, and a lot of customers say they didn't see it, so you have to go back after you place the order to see it, because they do give you 48 to 72 hours to cancel that subscription. Okay. But I'm sorry, so I'm still trying to locate this account here. I'll be right with you. We're gonna get it up. And you said you did it this morning.
Yeah, it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And they didn't provide you with the order ID number?
No, I haven't received that. I haven't seen anything in my email.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get it up. Just a second.
Okay.
And you sure you didn't decline it on the internet? Did you?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. You may call it under the wrong campaign. That's probably what it is.
This is the number that came up. This is the number that came up on the page that said to.
Okay, if you want to count. Yeah, but we have a lot of numbers. We do have a lot of numbers. Let's see. And what was that product?
Tactical Op Backpack.
Okay. Okay. Backpack. Okay, I'm just going to provide you with the number. I mean, you probably will get me back. It's just you'll be calling under the different campaign with that backpack charge, so I can pull your account up today. So that bag is 855, that number. It's 671 4371. And you'll just call that number. It's still with our company. They'll be able to pull it up easier because I can't find you.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.